Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of traditional chili preservation, and I'm joined by food safety expert Sam to explain how we can keep these spicy treasures safe for our tables.
That is such a great topic because traditional methods like fermenting or drying aren't just about flavor. They're actually sophisticated food safety systems that have been perfected over centuries.
I've always wondered how people managed to store chilies without refrigeration for so long, and whether those old methods hold up against modern safety standards.
It works because of the chemistry involved, sort of like how a fortress relies on thick walls. The salt, acid, or drying process creates an environment where harmful bacteria simply can't survive.
So is it safe to just follow grandma's recipe without worrying about the specifics, or do we need to be more precise today?
You definitely need to respect the science behind those recipes, because a small deviation in salt levels or drying time can turn a safe jar into a risky one.
That's a bit of a scare, but it makes sense. What are the most common mistakes people make when trying to ferment or dry their own chilies at home?
The biggest culprit is usually undersalting or trying to dry chilies in a humid environment, which basically invites mold to throw a party where it doesn't belong.
Mold is definitely not something we want in our salsa or chili powder. Can you give us a quick rule of thumb for knowing when a batch is safe to eat?
Think of it like a litmus test for your senses. If it smells sour and tangy rather than putrid, and the texture is crisp or properly leathery, you're usually in the clear.
I love that analogy. It turns a scary scientific process into something we can actually taste and smell our way through.
Exactly. And remember, when you're drying them, they need to be brittle enough to snap, not just dry on the surface while staying moist inside.
That distinction is crucial because I've definitely seen chili flakes that looked dry but still had a bit of a chew.
Right, and that hidden moisture is often where botulism or other nasties hide, so a little extra patience during the drying process can save a whole batch.
It really shows that these ancient techniques require a bit of discipline, but the payoff is so worth it for that authentic flavor.
Absolutely, and once you master the safety aspects, you can experiment with different chili varieties without that lingering worry.
Before we wrap up, is there a specific tool or method you'd recommend for beginners who want to try this for the first time?
A digital scale is a game changer, because weighing your salt accurately is much easier than guessing with a spoon, and it sets you up for success right from the start.
That's a practical tip I'll definitely be grabbing before I start my next batch of pickled jalapenos.
And don't forget to label your jars with dates, because even the best fermented chilies have a shelf life where they start losing that vibrant zing.
You know what I'm taking away from this conversation? That traditional chili preservation is a beautiful blend of history and science, but it absolutely requires us to respect the rules of food safety to keep our families healthy.
That is the perfect way to put it, and I hope everyone feels empowered to try these methods safely in their own kitchens.
Thanks so much for sharing your expertise today, and remember to keep those chilies safe and spicy.
Thanks for having me, Alex.